Would just be curious to get your thoughts on the receiver room and what returns there and what you're hoping to get out of that group this spring camp.
Well, I expect a lot of production. I'm excited about the group of players we have in the room, the new coach in the room. We got a great chance to get better. There's a good combination of returning experience and talented youth, and we're looking to put it all together, see what it looks like this afternoon.
Yeah, Coach, obviously in fall, you know, two of your biggest positions were quarterback and running back. Now you're kind of facing that similar situation heading into spring, knowing that you still have Cam Rising out and obviously differences to change. But what do you feel like is the difference maybe going into spring as maybe opposed to fall? And what do you see from this group?
Well, much like the receiver position, just an influx of new talented players at the quarterback position. With Charlie Brewer coming in, a graduate transfer, Pete Castelli, early enrollee out of high school, Jaquindon Jackson, transfer out of Texas. So some new faces, but really a high bar in terms of talent level in the quarterback room. It's going to be a very competitive situation. Cam Rising will not go through spring practices, as you mentioned, but he'll be around everything we're doing and provides leadership and insight to the position that will be a great asset to the new quarterbacks in the room. Also rounding out the room would be Bryson Barnes and Cooper Justice, two players that have been in the program for 1 year, and those players cannot be discounted. In terms of the running back room, what a great mix now. Coach McDonald did a phenomenal job of recruiting via the portal, obviously Makai Bernard returning, and then with the influx of the two transfer tailbacks, that room's got a completely new feel, and I'm really excited to see how TJ and Chris look with helmets on and pads on as we move forward through spring ball. So, again, it's a great combination of returning experienced players, some young dynamic players in the rooms, and then the influx of transfer players that should provide us immediate impact on the offensive group.
Yeah, Coach, what did you see in JJ and Charlie Brewer when they were in the portal?
Two very talented quarterbacks, you know, different experience levels, with Charlie obviously a multiple-year starter at the Division I level, and Jaquindon Jackson, a very talented freshmen coming in to join us, and we just felt like there were two men that had an opportunity to contribute, compete right away, and again, anxious to see them with the ball in their hand. You know, we've been running around all winter, haven't seen them throw the football yet, so this afternoon will be a real tell. So it's a good group, couple football junkies, and it's a great fit in that quarterback room.
What are the difficulties, if any, of having such a radical change to your quarterback room? You know, with Jake and Drew leaving, and you're bringing in Jaquindon and Charlie, and you know, there's a lot of changes happening. Are there any difficulties in such a change to the QB room?
Yeah, it's a great challenge, is what it is. With again, Charlie, Jaquindon, and Peter Castelli, three new players in the room, but these kids have come in and done a great job of learning the system to date. It's been a very productive 2 months, so I think they're really up to speed. But it is a challenge. It's basically a quarterback rebuild in that room. You know, again, without having Cam taking the reps in the spring, these young players are going to get a lot of reps, and we have to maximize the reps. But without a doubt, I don't know that I would use the word difficulty, but it is a great challenge. But that's what the profession's all about.
So you have three quarterback transfers from the state of Texas. Is that coincidental, or is there something there?
I would say it is coincidental, but we do have great respect and a great pipeline from the state of Texas. You know, Cam Rising is a transfer from, he started, you know, high school in Southern California, started at the University of Texas. So however you want to phrase that, but the pipeline and recruiting between the state of Texas and Utah has been very strong. We've got a lot of good players on the roster from the state, and a great appreciation for the high school coaches in the state of Texas, the way those players are prepared to play the game and how it transitions into college.
Thank you.
Morning, Coach. Coach Whittingham just talked about personality with getting these guys out of the portal. How do you, as an offensive coach go about evaluating these talents personality wise to make sure that they will mesh and fit in with this culture at Utah?
Well, you have to do your due diligence in terms of vetting or researching of the players by talking to their college coaches, the strength and conditioning coaches at the previous schools, the athletic trainers, and just their high school coaches. So you dig pretty deep, but then the conversations with the young men, whether it's a recruiting coach or myself, getting to know them and making sure it will be a smooth transition. It's not a science. It's not a perfect match 100% of the time. However, we feel like we have hit home runs in the players that you're discussing.
Coach, you have a pretty young roster on the offense side of the ball. A lot of youth throughout the offensive side, but you also bring back a lot of experience and leadership. How do those leaders and those players with experience help you as a coach during spring camp?
Well, first and foremost, we're going into the third year running the same offensive system. So the veteran players, they know the system inside and out. There's no radical changes or adjustments to what we're doing, especially in the spring as we're trying to break in some new quarterbacks and tailbacks. It's really about the core of the offense. And if you look at Nick Ford, Cole Fotheringham, Brant Keithy, these players have been around and know the ins and outs of the X's and O's and can really add insight to the players from a player's perspective to the new guys and ease the transition and learning curve.